News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As new research published by the ESRI today has found that retrofitting the entire rental sector in Ireland to a B1 or a B2 standard would require between 7 billion and 8 billion euro. Mary Conway is chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association. Morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. We know it's the right thing to do. We know it works. Anyone who's had this done will tell you at great length how their heating bills went down. Who pays for it?
Well, the landlord will have to pay for it, and the tenant will get the benefit. And we know that a lot of tenants in social housing have had their older properties retrofitted by the councils, and it's cost a significant amount of money to the councils. And we're just asking where landlord's going to get the money. And what happens to the tenants when the retrofitting is being carried out? Because it's going to take some time. We have tenancies of indefinite duration since June 2022, where a tenant goes in and they can only move out for 7 particular reasons. Now, upgrades is one of them. And if the property is upgraded and the BER is higher, the landlord can go for a higher rent. But it all sounds very complicated, and 8 billion is a scary amount of money.
The question is, do landlords have to do this? Now, many of them probably should, because some of them are D-rated, which is, I think, one of the lowest you can have, or C-rated, and not many of them are B or A-rated. So, do they have to do this?
Well, according to the CSO data, 8.9% of RTB-registered rental properties have a BER of F or G, compared to 15% of Irish owner-occupier homes. So actually, landlords are probably a bit ahead of the curve than ordinary householders. And in the past, when you had a Part 4 tenancy that ended after 4 or 6 years and the tenant left, landlords would have probably done some retrofitting at that point. But at this point, we know that 1 in 8 landlords have a total income, including their wages and their rental income, of 50,000 a year. So if you have to find 25, 30, 40,000 to do a retrofitting upgrade for your tenants, it's not going to happen because you don't have the money.
If you're a pensioner, or if you are in a property that's owned by local authorities, the cost is going to be pretty minimal, if not free. Are you saying that landlords, and indeed anyone who owns a property, should be able to access this more cheaply?
Yeah, I think if the government are serious about it, they would need to put some sort of a scheme in place for landlords, some kind of an interest-free loan, or I don't know. The report came out last night. It's 95 pages. It's a pretty impressive piece of work. But at the end of the day, landlords have been asked to shoulder the burden of costly retrofitting measures without meaningful support from the government.
Would this be a way to reward good landlords? Because we always talk and we give out about landlords a lot, but there are good landlords and there are bad landlords. And if you can prove that you are a good landlord, would that be a way of incentivising this?
Well, where are the landlords going to find the money? And what happens to tenants when the retrofitting is being carried out? Where are they going to go? The rental market is already screened.
It is, to be fair. This can be done quite quickly. I've seen it at first hand. But my question is, if you are a good landlord and you look after your property, you treat your tenants well, you've got a good relationship with the RTB, could that be a way of saying, well, OK, you're going to get a grant of 70% to do this, as opposed to someone walking in and off the street who'll get a grant of 20%?
Well, we're still stuck at in a rent pressure zone where rents can only be increased by a minimum. It's not even 2%.
We shouldn't be using this as a way to increase the rents now. This should be a way of retrofitting the homes to do the right thing for the environment, surely.
But if the landlord is going to put the money out, he has to get some return on it. The government aren't going to give it for nothing. We know from looking at what has happened in other jurisdictions, the UK brought it in and they wanted a minimum of a C rating by 2030. And they scrapped it because they know it's not achievable. Now, the IPOA are working very closely with UIPI, which is the Landlords Association in Europe, and we're watching what's going on there, because it's a topic not just for Ireland, it's right across Europe. So I suppose the question is, if the landlord can't afford it and the state doesn't allow it, what happens to the tenant?
Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.